It's a Friday. That makes me smile, people.
Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ to the UA.
Live.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
You could not control yourself the entire show.
And Big Rossi.
Let's talk about Oompa Loompas. My favourite subject today.
What is he doing?
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
Yes. Have a fabulous day, Virgin Radio.
With the biggest stars.
Hi, everybody.
What up?
The Chris Fade Show.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. We are live. It's your Friday morning.
We made it.
It's 6:02, March 8th, your Friday across the UAE. Welcome to Virgin Radio. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show. Good morning, Pretty Malik.
Good morning.
Good morning, Big Rossi.
Hello there.
Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
There's only one of them.
Am I not enough for you, Rossi?
Always enough for me, Basma. You can do the job of two people, no time.
This is getting a little weird here.
Wow. What's going on between you two?
What?
Are you guys all right?
Just paying her a compliment.
Thank you, Rossi.
It's all right.
There we go. All right. Is Nala okay?
Yeah, she's a little late.
She's just late?
Yeah.
She's on the way.
She's on the way. What's your t-shirt?
Cancelled.
Basma's got the...
Are you wearing the cancelled?
Yeah, good on you. There it is.
I love that.
Must have run out of clothes.
Busma's wearing the cancelled shirt. Yep, one of the biggest DJ duos in the world. Thanks, Busma.
You're welcome. I thought they were performing today.
No?
Why?
Well, it's duvet usually on a Friday, Busma. We can't take that away from Rossi.
But we'll see. It is a Friday. I love that. Get ready. The storms are coming. Are they really coming? I'm getting worried right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at the weather.
This time tomorrow, I'm on an aeroplane. I leave this time tomorrow.
That's what you think.
It's going to be thunderstorms.
Oh, my gosh.
Just make sure you check your flights in case of any delays or anything, yeah?
I'm freaking out here.
Don't freak out. You'll be all right.
It's my first flight with my son.
You'll be okay.
He's got to see his daddy confident and strong, not weak and frail in a plane being scared because of the storm.
Don't worry. He'll be okay. You'll be okay. Brianna will be okay.
Okay. All right. Well,
Brianna's with you. First of all, Brianna's with you. Yeah, she's rock solid.
She'll be okay.
She'll take care of you. She'll be fine.
What a show we've got lined up today, man. It is a great one. Yeah, duvet performing. We got a chance to win with Sephora Big. And you know our pop quiz? I don't know if you heard what happened yesterday with our pop quiz. Marion.
Yeah.
She's a nanny out of Dubai. Got so close to winning 50,000 dirhams cash.
Yeah.
She won 900. Well, I've invited her back in the studio because I want to actually give her the money and like give her 900 and just have a chat to her. You know, I feel like we didn't get to do that.
We loved her so much.
We did. We want to meet her. So she's going to come join us in the studio as well at 7:10 this morning. So there's a lot going on. You guys feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say that. I mean, we should probably say that to you guys. We are going to be celebrating International Women's Day today as well with a few key interviews.
Yeah.
And just doing what we do. It's so cliche. Every day is International Women's Day.
I think on this show, we do a very good job of celebrating and championing women all the time.
That's good. That's good.
I think that's a positive to look at.
Do you think Nala's listening to us?
Yeah.
Nala, if you're listening, send us a WhatsApp if you're listening to us right now. Let's just see if she's...
Because she would have been listening to see if we mentioned the fact that she's late.
Oh.
Is she there?
Hello.
She's in the studio.
She appeared.
Hi.
Hi.
You okay?
I had the worst morning of my life.
Don't say that.
What happened?
The water cut off. Midway through my shower.
Yeah. Oh no.
And I lost my car keys, so I came with a cab.
Where are your car keys?
I don't know. I couldn't find them anywhere, so I came with a cab.
You know, if you were born in the 80s like we were, you know, you could have whistled and then it would have gone beep, 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 beep.
Wow, I've never heard of that in my life.
What are you talking about?
Man, in the early 90s, there was a keychain.
Yeah.
And it was the biggest craze.
I need to look this up.
Because you hooked it onto your car keys. And if you ever lost your car keys, you'd whistle. And it would go, you just whistle and you hear this beep, 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 beep. So as a kid, I remember having it, and we used to use it as like playing hide and seek. We'd go and hide the thing, and then everyone would be whistling. You got it?
No, but you could still buy them now.
Oh, let's buy one.
Should I get one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get them.
I might attach it to my remote control.
Buy one.
I'll buy some for the show.
Well, I'm sorry that you lost your house keys.
Car keys.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What happened with the water? Why did the water cut out?
They're doing maintenance.
Did they?
And I didn't know. So yeah. I just went in to shower and then, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than getting into a shower that cuts out. That happened to me earlier in the week with the house because, you know, we've renovated.
Yeah.
So, like, I was doing the exact same thing. Halfway through the shower, it went cold and cut out. I was, oh, my gosh. Nothing worse at, like, 5, 10 in the morning than having to deal with that. Well, listen.
But we're here.
We're here. Life is good. It's a Friday. Let's get the show on the road. 0487155444. Give me a call. Let's get you on. I want to get you on. Help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio, okay? 0487155444. Did you cry earlier today, Nala?
Maybe.
I would have cried.
Because your eyes look like they cried.
Yeah. I'm just frustrated.
Nala Yipki.
Tipki.
What's Yipki?
Yipki, man.
Are you serious? There's a word in Arabic different for a man crying
everything,
and a woman crying.
Everything is
so it's yipki for a man, tipki for a girl.
Yes.
This language.
Yeah, everything but male.
But
female.
You know, there are a lot of languages have male female.
I know, but like not crying. Like if Ross is crying, we're like, oh, he's crying. If Fred is crying, oh, she's crying.
No, but like in Hindi, you'll have a different ending depending on male or female for crying as well.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. What's wrong with you guys? Let's have out.
It's more specific.
I'm
so
Arabic.
You know.
Yeah.
I want my language to be simple. So
it's not. It's a very complicated language with different dialects.
Yipki, tipki.
Yes. Rossi, I'm yipki. Nala, I'm tipki.
Say that again.
So I say I'm like in Halabi. So Nala, I'm tipki.
In what? In Halabi?
Her dialect.
In my dialect. Okay. The Syrian Aleppo dialect.
Okay.
Nala, I'm tipki. Rossi, I'm yipki.
So breathe. You learned that, Ross?
Yeah, ready.
I'm tipki.
Tipki. Tipki. It's a good song. Yalla tipki ya yipki, tipki ya yipki, tipki ya yipki ya tipki ya ya ya.
She's crying.
So when the song by Prince, When Doves Cry.
Are doves male or female?
Exactly. So is it when doves yipki or is it when doves tipki?
What was doves?
Bird. Is a bird male or female?
Al-asfur am yipki. Male.
Male. So there you go.
You just know you learn what words are.
Well, that's sexist. That a bird is automatically a male bird.
Yeah, well.
You hear that, Ross?
It's terrible.
On International Women's Day. We're changing that. Pick my hits. We're live. Virgin Radio. Mamoun. Hello at 6:12. How you doing?
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mamoun.
Mamoun.
What?
I am doing great. I'm doing fantastic. How's everyone doing?
Doing well. Mamoun is one of the most famous falafel places in New York City.
Wow.
Mamoun's is legendary OG.
Yum.
Every time I hear that name, all I want is falafels.
Yum, yum, yum.
Falafel.
Actually, yeah, Mamoun's.
I had no idea because yeah. I've never been there.
Yeah, look it up. Mamoun's. Wow. Massive.
There we go. I never knew that as well.
Yeah, it's so good.
Falafels are great in the morning and in the afternoon and in dinner.
So it's a good falafel shop.
Yeah. It must be some guy all named right. Mamoun too. So there you go.
where are you from, man?
I'm from Syria, actually.
Oh, there you go.
We make some really good falafel.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
How old are you?
I am 21.
21. I was going to say.
Do you have a job?
Yes, I am on the work rush right now.
He's on the work run. What do you do? We're trying to hook you up with Nala, you see. Yeah. That's all we're doing.
He's young.
We're asking questions.
What do you do?
But he sounds mature for a 21-year-old.
I work in the IT role.
IT?
The IT industry.
Okay. IT industry. 21, yeah. Working hard. Nala from Syria.
He solves problems. You see that, Nala?
Nah, he's too young. Sorry.
He's too young. How old are you?
26. I'm turning 27.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come back to us in 4 years.
What do you think about older women, Mamoun?
I have No problems whatsoever.
he's got a great voice.
You do.
You know?
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
I do, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when I record a voice message and I listen to myself, I just cringe. I'm like, I really sound that way?
No, you sound great.
But if you guys, if radio show hosts tell me I sound great, hey, that's the biggest compliment I'll take.
Now, Mamoon, my next question for you is a very pivotal, important question in this conversation. What are your thoughts on Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. She's good.
Okay.
No, he's faking it. He's faking it. He's just saying what he knows. In like Nala wants to hear.
Formula One. What are your thoughts on Formula One?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Formula One. I love fast cars.
He's 21.
I haven't been to.
He's lying, guys. He's lying. He doesn't. Name me three F1 drivers, Mahmood.
Go.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah. That's all he's got. Yeah. I like you, man. Hey, help us choose the next song that gets played. Let's go, Nala. What do you want to hear?
Since you said you like Taylor Swift, here's Taylor Swift. I'm the one who understands you. Been
here all along, so why can't you see? Thank you, pretty. What do you want to hear?
It's International Women's Day, so I thought, why not get the greatest girl group of all time? If you want to be my lover, Spice Girls is my friend.
Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. All right, he said three words this morning. Rossi, what do you want to hear?
Being from England, I thought I'd play this one. This is Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Give it to me, baby. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Give it to me, baby. The Offspring. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Give it to me, baby. All right, being International Women's Day, here's Boys to Men.
Yeah, the opposite.
What a song, though. All right, Mamoon. Here's your options. Who do you want to choose?
All right, wow. These are all fantastic options. But my girl Nala, I'm Syrian, she's Syrian. Let's go for some Taylor Swift.
There we go. I already knew. Oh, I already put it in.
Thank you. Which city are you from? Which city are you from?
Damascus.
Ah, capital. You're but same as Basma.
Yeah.
Oldest city in the world.
Yeah. Damascus in the house.
Basma's engaged. Go away, Basma. You're engaged. Yeah. You're out of this conversation.
Basma. Actually, it would have been perfect because you're closer to your age.
No.
Where's your fiance from, Basma?
He's Palestinian.
Palestinian. Okay, well, that's good. You didn't have to marry someone from Syria.
Yeah, I didn't want to marry anyone from Syria.
Oh, wow. Mahmoud, did you hear that?
Sorry, Mahmoud.
Wow. Straight out. I know. Oh, gosh. I'll just play the song. International Women's Day. Taylor Swift. You're on the phone. We'll get your Instagram in a moment here, Mahmoud. Thank you, Virgil. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in my room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story like I do. Cause she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that top this one. You belong with me. Don't tell me who I belong to, okay? I belong to me.
No, you don't.
All right? I don't belong to anyone. Do you understand me?
Kristen?
Yeah.
This is if you were to be turned into a song, if Chris Fade's personality was turned into a song. It's this song.
No.
You, Mr. Clingy, would be singing this.
Yeah, but if you don't want to belong to me, I'm happy for you to leave. I'm okay with
that. That's the biggest lie.
All right, hold on. Let's get Rossi involved in the show. He said like three words. Are you tired?
No.
It's not being done.
Okay, get involved.
Rossi,
okay.
This is your favorite topic. I called him Clingy. You didn't even laugh.
Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift. She's great. I'm a Swiftie now.
Rossi, are you okay? I called Chris Fade Clingy.
He's just gone to he's gone to a sheet of paper and like, what do I say now?
We all know Chris Fade is clingy.
This is your favorite thing to make fun of him about. I gave you the in. You didn't take it. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thanks. I'm good. I'm ready for duvet later on. I'm just saving my voice.
Something is wrong, guys.
When something is wrong.
Oh, can we do a Taylor Swift song?
With my baby.
Do you know that song? No, I don't know that. What's that?
It's International Women's Day, so you have to do something that we choose. Excuse you.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
When is International Men's Day?
Every day.
It was pretty. Let me check for you.
When is it, yeah?
International. I think you should do Spice Girls. Please. Do Britney. Can you do Britney?
Yeah.
Do Britney.
Well, we've got an international mix coming up anyway with DJ Dean Curtis.
Doesn't matter.
November 19th, International Men's Day.
Okay. We can do a great celebration then. Okay.
Oh, wow. You don't know the song Something Is Wrong With My Baby because it's an Australian artist by the name of Jimmy Barnes and John Farnham.
Which year was that?
Oh, these guys were like huge. These two people, Jimmy Barnes and John Farnham, are like Australia's biggest. They're sort of like our
sweethearts.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, wow.
So can I just play you a little bit of it? This is Australian music. Jimmy Barnes and John Farnham, When Something Is Wrong With... Let's have a listen. From 1991.
Oh, I wasn't born yet.
That's awesome.
Something is wrong.
Rossi, we love this.
Love it.
My baby.
And this was like the two of them coming together, like Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
Something is wrong. Okay. With me.
Oh, it's beautiful. Black and white.
No, they made it. Now.
It was effects, Nala.
You know, Jimmy Barnes is the guy that the next plane out of Sydney is on.
No, Jimmy Barnes. Yeah, I don't know much about him, but I know John Farnham.
So now that's Jimmy. Now this is John. Ready?
We've been through so much.
Look at Huey Lewis. He's got a mullet.
Quality.
We spoke as one.
Now together, ready?
That's what makes it better. When something is wrong with my baby.
Duvet could do that.
Something is wrong with me.
That I make music like that anymore.
Not anymore, mate.
Not anymore. We are live at 6:24 Friday morning. We're having a bit of fun in the studio this morning. Nala's here, Pretty's here, Rossi's here, Busma's here as well. 7:10, another 50,000 dirhams on the line. Can you win the pop quiz? We got so close with Marion yesterday. So close that we wanted to bring her into the studio, actually, just to have a chat to her.
Because, we really liked her.
So she's going to come and just hang out with us. We're going to give her that 900 dirhams cash that she won as well. We want to hand give it to her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up, all right? So have a good one. 6:25, we're out of here. Have a great day.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.
No, we're back. Gossip next, Pretty.
Travis Kelce.
Oh, my God.
I've just been informed by Nala was in Dubai.
We're going to find out next.
I come for the gossip.
My daily dose of Hollywood.
Pretty Malik gossip.
Peace out, home fries.
On Virgin Radio.
What you got, Pretty Malik?
Okay, so the Oscars are happening this weekend, and a lot of people were saying that Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid were going to do a hard launch on the red carpet. But now I'm hearing that they will not be appearing together, that Gigi Hadid will not be attending the Oscars.
Oh.
I find that a very strange couple.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper has said and done some things in the past 3 months that has really made me question Bradley Cooper.
Oh.
Did you guys see this interview? Okay, do you know the reason he's at the Oscars is his movie called Maestro?
Nope.
Yeah. Where he plays this composer.
Yeah.
He never met this composer. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He's never met this composer. He's sitting down doing an interview. We have audio of this somewhere if you want to hear it.
Okay.
So he's sitting there with the children of this composer, and they're doing an interview, and they ask him, "Do you miss this composer?" And he starts bawling his eyes out. Have a listen.
Do you miss him?
Oh, yeah, man.
What do you miss about him?
It's hard to talk about. I don't know. We shared something very special. It's hard to even articulate. But he was with me, certainly, throughout the entire time. His energy has somehow found its way to me that I really do feel like I know him.
But they never met.
Yeah. And he's talking to the kids of the composer.
He's talking to the kids, the children.
Yeah. Yes, the composer children. And he's like, "I really miss him." And the kids are looking at him like,
You never met our dad. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly.
So weird.
Okay, moving on. Tyla forced to cancel her world tour. She's so upset about this. She has some injury. She didn't say exactly what it was, but doctors have advised her not to go on tour. She's like, words cannot describe the frustration because this is such a pivotal point in my career and I need to go on tour and
she'll be okay. She's talented. Out of South Africa, an amazing artist, good human being. What else you got for us?
Timothy Chalamet, Kylie Jenner, hottest Hollywood couple without even doing anything. Some people are saying they may have broken up and this may shake the internet. It's because Timothy's on the Dune 2 World Press Tour. Kylie's nowhere to be seen. But the thing is, they're very private anyways.
Yeah,
they never confirmed their relationship. But a lot of people are like, ooh, maybe they broke up. Anyways, and finally, we have to talk about it. I'm sorry, Chris. I cannot avoid it.
He's the man on the cheese.
Yes. Travis Kelce is in Singapore now to be with his girlfriend, Taylor Swift. But before Singapore, where did he make a stop?
Dubai.
That's
Dubai.
Right.
So he flew Emirates, did he?
I think he flew private from Dubai to Singapore. I'm trying to find flight details.
But why was he in Dubai?
As a stopover.
Pit stop.
From the States.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. He's on the East Coast, isn't he?
I don't know, but wouldn't you go...
No,
well, how can you when the world's flat?
Right. no, because if... Like, for me, right? If I'm flying from New York...
Yeah.
I would fly... That same direction too, I think.
Well, he did go to Dubai. He's put it up on his Instagram.
This is his friend's Instagram.
Friend's Instagram.
Yeah, but hold on. I would think that he would go...
The other way?
Yeah, like if he's in New York, let's say, he'd fly over America. That's 5 hours to Los Angeles.
6 hours to LA.
Yeah. 5 hours, 10 minutes. I've done it, okay? All right. So then from LA, you'd go to Singapore. You'd fly over Hawaii and go to Singapore. That would be, I'd say, 12 hours. You'd be... I don't know. I just thought... It's 15 hours from New York to Dubai, right?
It's 12 to 14.
Hawaii. Okay, 14, yeah.
No, I think it would be
from
the
LA.
Same.
Hawaii is towards UK, isn't it? If you fly from...
Yeah, like you're flying over the... Is it the Pacific Ocean?
Atlantic.
Yeah. Don't ask.
I don't know.
How long does it take... I'm going to look it up right now. To go from New York to...
I don't think he was in New York,
I don't think so either. He was probably in Philly.
Anyway, yes. I just think...
18 hours, 40 minutes from New York.
He went around the world. That's all I'm saying. But Ross is
right.
But
you know what? He stopped in Dubai because he wanted burgers.
What did he have?
He picked up some Shake Shack.
He had Shake Shack, did he?
And,
he missed home.
Put it up in their private jet. I think it's Taylor's private jet, which you said as well.
Yeah.
And then now he's in Singapore and now they're reunited so the world can relax.
There we go. Thank you. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fry.
I mean, this time tomorrow, I'm getting on an airplane.
You're going to be in the air.
I'm a little bit worried because of this storm that's happening. If flights will be delayed, will they? Because, I mean, we've had a really big lead up to this storm that's happening over the weekend. They did a whole media press conference yesterday.
I missed that yesterday.
Yeah, 5 p.m. It went out everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what do I do?
So the thunderstorms are going to start at pretty much at midnight tonight.
And so I've got a 5:25 flight out of Abu Dhabi tomorrow morning.
I think you will have to just, when you get up, have a little check to see what's going on.
Why did I book a 5:25 flight?
I don't know. You never think about these things.
Well, that means I've got to probably leave the house at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Oof.
So do I even sleep? I've got the baby with me and Brianna.
You have to take a nap. You have to take a little bit of a nap, like a little siesta in the evening. You have to.
Yeah, you got to.
Otherwise, you're going to be absolutely shattered, especially... If by chance it gets delayed, you're just going to be shattered. So you need to take a little nap, but allow yourself extra time to get to Abu Dhabi because you may be driving quite slow.
Okay.
So if it takes you an hour, it may take you a little bit more, you
Here's
know?
Here's a question, another one. Rossi, you'll probably be more experienced in this with a new baby.
Mm.
Can I order like a taxi or an Uber with the baby seat in there to take me to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, Korean kids.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's an option on the app.
What I do is, though, I just get the Zofa to drive my car, and then they drive us with everything in it to the airport and then drive it home again.
Smart.
And park it at home.
That's smart.
So you've got your own baby seat in there. Your baby seat, you know, it's good.
I'm reluctant to use drivers that aren't used to driving at 1 a.m. in the morning.
No, but Zofers, no.
Would they? Oh, they would.
Yeah.
Because
they're
picking up people at 1 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah, they're good. I've used them.
When,
especially
amazing,
going
yeah.
to Abu Dhabi, it cost me, you just hire them for 3 hours. It cost 140 dirham or something.
Wow. Yeah. That's actually not bad.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
Considering a taxi would cost you about that, right?
Well, no, a taxi costs 350 dirhams.
I got a driver.
Yeah.
But I don't want to wake him up.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's going to be raining. You'd rather want.
Like, I want a well-experienced driver. I want someone that drives every day.
Wow, okay.
I'll take you, Chris.
Pretty, would you?
No.
Not at that time.
I feel very confident with Pretty's driving. She's a very good driver.
She is. Pretty Hamilton, we call her.
Simon, what's up, man?
Why don't you just go down earlier, like late afternoon, early evening, get a hotel close to the airport, at least everyone can sit and chill. If there is a delay when you wake up and check, at least you've got somewhere comfortable to be before you go to the airport.
That's a good thing. That's a popular thing to do in the UK, Simon, isn't it, as well? A lot of people do that. Yeah, go to the airport hotel beforehand.
That's not a bad idea, but I think with a newborn, that might be a lot of different moving parts, no?
It's so much more chilled, though. You just wake up casually.
Is there a hotel at the Abu Dhabi airport?
I don't know. Well, I'm looking at it now.
Let's check.
Hotels. Yeah, it's not a bad idea, Simon. Not a bad one.
Worth a go, mate. Worth a check. Just to be... It's just easier. It's less stress for everyone. If the weather's bad and everyone's a bit tense and stressed.
Yeah.
Especially Simon, because he's got loads of people in, because he's getting his house done up at the moment. So... You could have a good night's sleep in the
hotel.
That's
actually true.
Yeah.
Get out of everything. Just even go down, like when you finish, go down, get your stuff, just go.
Just leave. You know what? I'm going to go now. I'll see you later, guys.
You got to finish the show.
It's fantastic. Thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Simon.
Appreciate it.
You go, Chris.
See you, mate. Simon said I can go. I'm out of here.
What have you done, Simon?
Have a great day. I'll see you guys. I'll see you back in 2 weeks.
No.
All right, cool. Bye, guys. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, from the pop quiz yesterday, Marion is in the studio!
Hey, hi, good morning, everyone.
Look at you taking
good morning, Queen. Good morning, Smith. My babies. Oh. I'm sure they're listening right now.
God, what are their names?
Quinn. My super girl, and Smith, my amazing boy.
Snuff.
He's always pushing me to call every single day.
Was it Smith or Snuff?
Smith.
Oh, I got it, Snuff. Okay.
Smith
so
and Quinn.
Quinn and Smith are listening to this. You were a nanny here in the UAE. You were on the pop quiz with us yesterday. You made such an impact because we had so many messages. More than a couple of 100,000 people have already hit us up on social media. You got 9 out of 10 correct in the pop quiz, and you've won 900.
Thank you.
How did it feel to be on the pop quiz yesterday?
Oh, it was amazing. I'm a little bit nervous, and I'm just aiming for the best.
Oh, you are so good.
I was just like, I need to get this. I will get this.
So let's have a listen. If you missed the pop quiz yesterday, let's just recap the moment that it all happened here. This is the pop quiz where you hear Marion answer the last question about 3 seconds after the buzzer went off. Take a listen. Here we go. All right, here we go. Your 60 seconds on the clock, playing for 50,000 dirhams cash. Your time starts right now. What country was Beyonce born in?
USA.
What rapper has a son named Adonis Graham? Is it Drake or Eminem?
Drake.
Finish the cartoon character's name. Teenage Mutant Ninja.
Turtle.
Who sings the songs Baby, Where Are You Now, and Stay?
Justin Bieber.
Who is older, Cristiano Ronaldo or David Beckham?
David Beckham.
Times Square is located in which city?
Why?
Times Square.
New York City.
What female singer has a son named Riot Rose? Is it Rihanna or Beyonce?
Rihanna.
Finish the David Guetta song, Baby Don't Hurt.
What?
Emirates, Etihad, and Fly Dubai, all types of?
Airline.
Where is the French Eiffel Tower? What city?
Paris.
Finish the David Guetta song. Baby, don't hurt.
Me.
Can I swear?
I mean, technically.
She said it.
Technically.
It was after the buzzer.
It's well after the buzzer.
900 dirhams is yours.
No!
That was yesterday on the pop quiz. I've all heard it.
Yeah.
I think we've all collectively replayed that over and over, Marion.
How did that feel? Like, I mean, was it you were happy that you won the 900, but like losing out on the 49,100, how did that feel?
Well, in the beginning, in the morning, after the chaos, like, oh, okay, at least I made it. 900 dirhams is a big money, like, for me.
Yeah.
But, like, in the afternoon, as the days pass by, when I'm seeing the messages, the comments from the people, I was like, oh, my God, I love people. The whole world's loving me.
Aww, like, so
I always think I'm carrying the world, but now it's like, oh, the world has my back.
Oh, my gosh, I love that.
Got your back, yeah.
I love that.
So I was like, oh, thank you for all this supporting me.
Well, we brought you into the Virgin Radio studios. We want to give you the 900 dirhams cash. We just wanted to say thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you for listening to the Chris Fade Show. Thank you to listening to Virgin Radio from Pretty Rossi, Nala, Basma, the team, everyone here. We want to say thank you so much. All right.
You've
been a nanny for how many years now?
For 12 years.
12 years. And, you know, I know that I said this earlier on that my nannies at my home, I could not function. I couldn't do what I do without what you guys do. So we just wanted to praise you as a nanny and what you do for helping the families and all nannies across the UAE and across the world for doing what you do. So we just wanted to say thank you.
And thank you for appreciating our efforts.
Man, there's efforts, man.
Beautiful.
But I've got a question for you right now, Marion. You won 900 dirhams, right?
Yes, correct.
I'm going to ask you one question right now. You give me that 900 dirhams back.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you play the pop quiz one more time and play for 50,000 dirhams cash. But you've got to give me the 900 back. What do you want to do, Marion?
Okay. You'll do it?
Well... Okay, I will do it.
You want to do it?
I will do it.
You're going to risk the 900 to play for 50,000 dirhams with Rack Bank right here, the Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio. I want to hear it one more time. Do you want to give me the 900 to play for 50K again?
Yes, I will.
Yes!
Come on! Woo! The Chris Fade Show's 50K.
She's on!
Quiz.
And do you think?
Is on.
Powered by Rack Bank.
Miriam in the studio right now playing for 50,000 dirhams cash. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. Yay! Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
I've got the questions in my hands right now. She's risking 900 dirhams.
Oh.
How are you feeling?
I'm a little bit nervous, but I will do it.
Did you have any idea this was going to happen right now?
No.
Are you ready?
You'll be fine. If you lose, I think Chris will give you the 900 anyway, don't we?
Well, I don't know, Rossi. I can't make such decisions. I've got the questions in my hand. Here it is. 60 seconds is going to be on this clock. You've got 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions to win 50,000 dirhams with Rack Bank, Virgin Radio, the number one radio station in the country, if not in the world. Are you ready to do this, Marion?
Yes, I am.
Okay, she's ready to go. Marion.
My hair's standing on end.
Marion.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
You got this, girl. You got this.
I'm ready to go as well. Marion, your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. What number comes after 9?
10.
Spell the word dog.
D-O-G.
What song is often sung when you have a birthday?
Happy birthday.
What is the capital of the UAE?
Abu Dhabi.
True or false, Michael Jordan was a famous basketball player.
True.
Which singer named Bruno has the surname as a planet?
Bruno Mars.
What day of the week is it today?
Friday.
What color is a school bus here in the UAE?
Yellow.
What is the color of the sky during the day?
Blue.
What is a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Dinosaur.
You just won 50,000 euros. You won.
Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god. Oh my god.
We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. 50,000.
Oh my god. This is a life changing for me. This is my first time. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
This is beautiful. You're shaking. 50,000 dirhams, I know it's life-changing for you. We're so happy. Rack Bank, Virgin Radio, we're really, really happy. Pretty, Rossi, Nala, Basma, myself, Jenny, the whole team, we're here. We're just so happy for you. And I know that the country right now is listening to this, and I know that they're feeling exactly the same thing. I know that they're everyone in their car right now is...
Yes. Cheering for you. The country's cheering for you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
How do you feel?
Sorry, I can't breathe.
Take a second. Just breathe, just relax.
I just get too excited. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe it.
I'm excited. I'm shaking with you right now. Let's get here. I've got some water for you. Take some water. Have some water right now here. Have a little sip of water. You relax.
Thank you very much.
Marianne just won 50,000 dirhams cash right here on the pop quiz. That's what the Chris Fade Show does. We want to change people's lives. Yes. This is what we were. I feel like Pretty Rossi and I, we were born to do this. This is why we were on this earth to be able to do things like this. Thank you to Virgin Radio. Thank you to Rack Bank for making this happen. This is Miriam, ladies and gentlemen. She's 50,000 dirhams richer.
Thank you. Thank you, Virgin Radio. Thank you, Rock Bank. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You deserve it so much. You do. Well done.
Oh my God.
Listen, we're going to let her recover for a moment. I'm playing this Coldplay. Here we are, Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. What a morning that we will remember for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
Mark it in your calendars. March 8th, International Women's Day. Miriam, 50,000 dirhams.
Thank you, thank you.
Everyone's calling you. We're about to take some calls. But what do you think? 50K, you said it's life-changing. Tell me what you're going to do with some of that money, Marian.
For me, as a sole provider for my family, so I will pay for my brother's tuition fee, and I'm also supporting my two nieces and my nephew for their studies, as they are not an orphan. And to build our home.
You're going to build your home. You're going to help the kids. You've got some orphans in the Philippines as well. Is that right? What are you going to do with that money?
Yes, and I also want to go home for Christmas to spend Christmas with my family, which I have never done for the last 12 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, this is like a truly life-changing for me.
Oh.
I can't.
Well, everyone deserves to feel the way that you deserve that you feel at one stage, Marianne. This is
Thank
so important.
You.
You've done so much for your family. You've done so much for the people around you. We're happy to be able to give this back with Rack Bank and here on Virgin Radio 104.4. It's something beautiful. There's so many calls coming in. I don't even know where to start. Katrina, hi. You're on. What do you want to say?
Hi, morning.
Morning, Katrina. Woo! What do you want to say?
Hi. We just had to message him because.
I can't hear you, darling, sir. I'll come back to you. Christina, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Guys, of what just happened now, it gives me goosebumps. I think the whole country is gearing up. And I have so much to say. I just wanted to say congratulations to Marion. And the fact that it's Women's Day today and the questions, I was just like, oh my God, please, oh my God. Like, I'm so happy for the lady.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you, Christina. Jay, you're on with Marianne and us right now. What do you want to say?
Hi, good morning. Just want to say that was so beautiful what you guys did. Honestly, brought a tear to my eye.
Same. Khalid?
Marianne, good morning. Congratulations. Chris, Pretty, and Rossi, Nyla, Basma, the whole Virgin team. You guys are just absolutely amazing, beautiful human beings. Bless you all. Seriously.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you, brother. Thank you for listening as well. Ayo, we had you on the show yesterday. You were complaining. You should have given her the 50K. How do you feel now, Ayo?
I'm the one who won the money. Congratulations,
Maria! Yeah! Now I've got Dion. This is your family that you work with. Is that right, D?
Yes,
hi.
Correct.
Good morning.
Good morning. How do you?
Congratulations, Happy!
Thank you. I made it.
D, you've been listening to this. How does it feel for you guys?
I mean, we're late for school, but it's fine. we're so happy for Marion. And we're just so glad, Chris and all the team there, you've just done the right thing that the country wanted you to do. She deserves it, and we're so happy. And Smith, her best friend, would just love to wish her congratulations, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Congratulations!
Thank you, my love. Thank you.
Oh, the little ones. The little ones. Well, Marion, we're going to let this all sink in today. You won't remember this morning. It will be a bit of a blur. But we've got it all filmed, so you'll be able to watch this back a million times.
Yeah.
But just remember, everything that you have done in your life and everything that you have gone through to get here, there's a reason that you're here right now. There's a reason that God gave you this opportunity. Yeah. And we are honored to be able to have you here in the Virgin Radio Studios, hanging out as part of the Chris Fade Show, and to give you thank that 50,000 dirhams.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough.
We're going to leave it there.
Yeah.
We're all going to give each other hugs over the next ad break. Hang out with us. Let's go. Here we go.
The world's greatest cover band. It's Duvet.
We are the world's greatest cover band, and we are here to sing for you all right now. Yeah. We go by the name of Duvet. That's right.
We do covers.
We were like Affleck and Damon. We were budding actors in the mid-90s in LA, Rossi, and a lot of you don't know that. But things got tough in the movie industry in Los Angeles, and it made us leave what we were doing as a profession and hit the streets of LA to start singing. And that's when we realized that we were the world's greatest cover band.
Yeah, we'd sing, we'd make money other ways on the streets, but it was good. It was a good time. It was fun.
A great time.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, those were the days.
Remember when we worked at that Teppanyaki bar?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, that was mad, that, wasn't it?
Benihana's.
Yeah.
We used to crack the eggs and we had to put it in. Rossi came up with this way of doing teppanyaki where you crack the egg in his mouth and then he would cook it in his mouth.
Yeah, but then I'd get like, you know, Steve Aoki's dad.
Yeah.
He was a wrestler, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
He would pick me up, right, upside down and slam me on the table.
And all the egg would then explode from his mouth. And that's how people used to eat the egg. It was weird.
It was so funny.
It was mad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then we hit the streets and we became singers. And here we are right now for you, UAE. You're lucky. Should be paying us to do this. You're getting a free show right now. Are you ready to go, Ross?
Yeah.
We're doing the Red Hot Chili Peppers, even though I don't like spice, Under the Bridge. And we're doing this for all the ladies, for international women.
What is the significance of this song for ladies?
It's Marion's favorite song. So
that's such a lie.
All right.
That's why we're doing it.
We're doing it because we know what, we know what you guys would want to hear, and this is a song that you'd want to hear.
Wow, just on International Women's Day, you want to roll with that one?
Yeah, no.
We just had an International Women's Day mix, Pretty. You know what I mean? So let's not go. Let's do something else.
You two keep talking.
I didn't
keep
say that.
Talking.
And who says women don't like this song?
I didn't say anything. All right, you ready to go, Ross? You wearing your glasses so you can see the screen?
Whoa.
Yeah, there we go. Secret handshake.
Turn around. Oh. Ah, the Michael Jackson.
Okay.
So what's the order here? Because
let me start.
Okay.
I always start.
All right.
Oh, I know this song. Of course I know this song.
No matter what you're going through right now, turn that radio up. We're Duvet. We do covers. We about to show it.
Go.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry.
This is great. You go again, Kristen. You're nailing it this morning.
I drive on the streets, cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills, cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses me when well, I never wore it, now that is a lie. Don't go too high, Ross. Just don't go too high. Here we go.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. Yeah, oh yeah. Where do they? It's hard to believe that there's nobody out there. It's hard to believe that I'm all alone. At least I have her love, the city she loves me. Lonely as I am, together we cry. Go, Ross, don't go too high again, man. You got this. Here we go, we're duvet. Let's drop it.
I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Yeah, take me all the way. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Now take me all the way. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh no, I say yeah, yeah. Love me, I say yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on.
One time, yeah. Here we go, everybody right now.
Under the Princeton Tower,
it's where I drew some blood.
Under the bridge downtown,
yeah, I could not get enough.
Under the bridge downtown,
oh,
I forgot of my love. Under the bridge downtown, I gave my life.
Phone lines are open.
Yeah,
let's hear from you.
Yeah.
We go by the name of Duvet.
Oh,
we do
no,
covers.
I say,
a song dedicated to all the women across the world on International Women's Day.
Yeah.
We're duvet.
A duvet.
And we do covers, yo. Taryn, you're on the show. Taryn, what up?
Absolutely loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did really well, huh?
Really well. You guys were so smooth today. Made my morning.
That's it. For you ladies, we did that. Women's Day. We did that.
Good job,
thank
guys.
Thank you, Tay. Thank you, Tay. I appreciate it. Ted, you're on.
Ted.
He's speechless.
Hi. I was expecting to hear Red Hot Chili Peppers Give It Away.
Okay,
so I was
good
disappointed.
Song.
Disappointed.
Hello? Yeah, is that you disappointed? You called up, you disappointed.
Yeah.
Ted,
yeah.
You've been the best call I've had all morning.
Cheers, Ted. You've really
give
brought
it away,
the vibe there.
Thanks, Ted. Hi, Nishi.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Nishi.
Hi.
Did we call you? It's like you're being forced to do this. Sorry.
What's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to tell you what you guys did was beautiful. And I can swear that the entire crowd who was listening to you guys, everyone got emotional. sorry, did I?
Well, we just sung a song. I mean, I didn't realize everyone was going to be so emotional.
Don't think she's talking about Duvet there.
Still talking about Marion, I think.
Oh, we don't want Marion to overdo Duvet. Come on.
I know.
We're the world's greatest cover band. Four Cat, hi.
Hey, hi. Hey, team. This is beautiful morning, right? You just made it a more... you just made it so beautiful of it. Thank you. I just want to thank the country having you guys. I just want to thank you to making this day beautiful and great.
Wow.
One more great day for the people. Yeah. We've been listening to you guys every day. And with the kids, I'm so inspired.
Aw. Thanks, Forkat.
Yeah, this is what it takes. I mean, what it takes. When everybody says, okay, money, buy the happiness. Yeah, I don't know. But today, Chris Fade and Virgin Radio making it happen for the people.
Oh,
thank you, Forkat.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Bryce. Thank you, brother. There it is. It's a Friday morning. This is the world-famous Virgin Radio. I say, yeah, yeah. Sing it.
Love me. I say, yeah, yeah.
Virgin Update.
News headlines at 7:46 now.
The UAE is bracing itself for thunderstorms and hail from midnight tonight.
I've got an exclusive interview right now with the thunder.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's a Friday morning. Woo! It's been pretty remarkable this morning. A show that we'll all remember for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Marion, who played the pop quiz yesterday, who won 900, we surprised her, brought her back in the studio, told her that I'm going to give you another chance. You give me that 900, we'll play the pop quiz again. Mm. And the questions have never been so easy.
Yeah.
And she won 50,000 dirhams cash. It was beautiful to hear. It was beautiful to be part of it, guys. Right?
And yeah, just to see her face light up when she realized that she won 50,000 dirhams.
Yeah, Naveed, you were hearing all this.
Oh, so amazing. You guys are so beautiful. I couldn't stop crying. I was with the kids in the car, and everybody was impressed. I love you guys. I mean, the thing that you did today, we never forget that.
That's awesome. We're a teamwork here at Virgin Radio, yeah. and with Rack Bank, who put that together. So, you know, yeah, but thanks, man. We appreciate it. We want to make sure that, you know, everyone's listening in their cars. And I think, like, I don't know, I feel like people think the world's going crazy sometimes, you know? Mm. And I think there's a lot of negativity. We always, social media. I want to make sure that this show and this station still remains that wholesome goodness that it needs to be.
The positive,
you know?
Light.
And
yeah.
I think that's really, really important. So especially between 7 and 8 when the kids are on the way to school with mum and dad and the nannies and all that. I think it's vital, Naveed. So I'm honored. We're honored to have you listening to our show. So thank you.
Yeah, but please put up the replay of that moment.
We will.
Yeah.
There are millions of people out there. I was looking for it. I couldn't find it.
We'll get it up. Jenny's frantically editing this video as we speak, so we'll get that up in the next probably 30 minutes, okay? And we'll replay some of that audio. Thank you, man. Thank you as well, Naveed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, the phones just don't stop. Yeah. Everyone's still... Fiona, you heard what happened with Marion?
Yeah, I heard this morning me and my daughter Erin were listening, and she was so sad yesterday, and then today she's made up, so she's gone to tell everybody in school.
That's cute. I love that,
Fiona.
Are you sure that's not Liz? It sounds like Liz. You sound like Rossi's wife. Are you from the same... Where are you from?
Leeds.
Love Leeds.
A bit far away.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fee, and thank you for you and your daughter listening this morning. Miriam, you were listening this morning.
Yeah, yes, I was listening during the school run with my daughters. It was so emotional, guys. Also because I always told my guys that our nanny is leaving the country very far, the child is very far, and we need to support this amazing woman.
Yeah, so you feel, I feel like a lot of us relate to it. Well done. Again, I could spend the next 3 hours just taking the phone calls coming in. We're going to play some more music right now, but we want to say thanks so much for listening and being part of the Chris Fade Show family. It got released last night, and I thought it was a joke. I thought it was one of these memes that go out where they're saying it's happening, but it's not. It's actually real. Jake Paul, YouTuber, influencer, extraordinaire, now boxer, is jumping inside the ring against Mike Tyson.
That's just... Can we just look at that headline again?
Can you believe it?
YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul is going to be boxing Mike Tyson.
He better not win against Mike Tyson.
Okay, well, we don't know. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. Now, this is it's live on Netflix. So
first time ever, this is.
I think they went live on a TV show recently.
They did the SAG Awards.
Yeah, so they
did that live. So they're testing this whole thing out.
Man, this is... Now, do we have to pay extra for Netflix Live?
No,
or is it part of it?
Well, the SAG Awards, if you were just a Netflix subscriber, you had it. And they've just, you know, they're trying to do this more because they just signed a $5 billion deal with the WWE.
Yeah, I saw that.
To do stuff with them, so.
So, here it is. It's Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. It's happening Saturday, July 20th, AT&T Stadium in Texas. A live global sports event. I thought it was a joke. It's not. It's real. People in the comments saying that Tyson's going to get paid so much money that he's probably going to just fall to the canvas. Because they say that Jake Paul's fights are rigged. They get paid that much money.
Yeah.
I don't believe so. I believe he's actually knocking these guys out.
Well, when he knocked out that MMA fighter.
Tyron Woodley?
It looked real.
Yeah, it's not fake. I believe it's real. I believe it's 100%.
So you're saying like people say there's like, you know, a $20 million fight on the line. Jake's already agreed, okay, I'm going to take 10 and I'll throw it or win it. Is that what they're saying?
No, they're saying that Tyson will fall.
Oh, no.
That's what they're saying, yeah. Like, that's what they always say, that Jake Paul wins, but it's always usually because, you know, the other people are in a contract just to make some quick money and do it. What are your thoughts on this fight? Do you even care? But I want to hear from you. 0487155444. Let's get you on the show right now. I want to hear Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Do you care? Do you want to watch this? Would you want to watch this? Or do you have absolutely no intention of wanting to put this on? 0487155444. Lorraine, our brand manager, is in studio. She's shaking her head. You have nothing to do with this. You don't want to. There's no chance you want to watch this.
I am not interested at all.
At all. No, right?
At all. But I will be following the hype when you guys talk about it. But yeah, I'm not interested in watching it. Yeah.
Don't you want to see what happens here? This is Mike Tyson, I think, 58.
Yeah.
I think this is dangerous. I don't even know how this got sanctioned. I mean, Jake Paul is a beast. No matter what you say, he's a big boy.
Okay, right now, Chris, call it.
Yeah.
Who's going to win? Call the winner. Go.
Mike Tyson.
Rossi?
Even at the age of 58, I think he's still just going to... Have you seen any videos of him boxing in the last 12 months?
Yeah.
He's still got it somewhere.
I saw the video of him boxing against Roy Jones Jr.
That wasn't great, was it?
No. He didn't look very good at all.
Yeah, but I felt like he was going gentle. I really do. But I believe this, if he comes out, he's just going to come out with this... usual Mike Tyson weaving in and out, bang, bang.
He'll run out of steam towards the end of the fight, you see. And Jake Paul's younger, right? So I'm going to say Jake Paul.
Okay. Wow.
See, like, I feel, even though I know nothing about this sport, I just want to say, I don't think Mike Tyson would agree to something like this unless he knew he could win.
Or if it was rigged. That
he's the winner. Because I don't think he would put his entire career on the line for something like this where he thinks he would lose.
I'd be really interested to hear what Mike Tyson has said about YouTube boxing beforehand.
A lot of people are upset because they think it could hurt the legacy that Mike Tyson will leave behind when it comes to boxing. Andy, what are your thoughts? Do you want to watch it? Who's going to win?
I will be watching it. Yeah, I'll watch it on Netflix. I truly hope that Tyson does his number. He is finally fighting a real boxer, but the only question in my mind, by the time the fight comes, Tyson's going to be 58. Does he still have the chin to take a real punch?
Yeah, I know. And no matter what you say, Jake Paul can throw a punch, and he can knock you out, right? And the last thing we want to see is Jake Paul knocking out Mike Tyson, right, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a terrible scenario for the world of boxing. You do just wonder with these fights, are they rigged?
I don't know, because Jake Paul just lost right against Tommy Fury, so I don't think it's rigged.
I know, but that was a close fight. It was quite a close fight. But
I feel like Jake Paul is going to lose no matter what. Like, if he was to beat Mike Tyson, Andy, I think he'd be hated, like, more. Do you know what I mean? You're the guy that knocked out...
Yeah.
You know?
It's It's a lose-lose situation for him.
Like, you're getting into the ring with a 58-year-old. Like,
I've been trying to do a little bit of...
And that's no disrespect to someone who's 58 that's listening. No. I'm just saying that you're a fighter. Omar, what are your thoughts?
Mike Tyson, no way Jake Paul.
Mike Tyson.
Mike, okay, cool. Arsalan, what are your thoughts?
Hey, I think it's going to be a draw 100%. I think both have too much to lose. They've both got a bit of a legacy, and I think with so much money involved, neither would want to give up their name. I think it's going to be a draw.
Okay. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, you think it's going to be like a planned, like WWE draw?
I don't think it's going to be planned, but I think it's going to be one of those things where neither's going to go all out, and probably neither's going to go sort of, you know, too weak. It'll just be one of those things where... The judges will probably have like a split decision or some sort of, someone's won the first few rounds, the other's won the next few rounds.
Sure.
And eventually both will be given a draw.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. Well, we've got the bit here where Logan Paul is, Jake Paul, should I say, is talking about Mike Tyson.
Fighting Mike Tyson.
I'm the best ever.
You scared coward.
Kick your mic.
Praise be to Allah.
The rematch is here. Oh my goodness, he's got a buddy right here.
And not only do I have the honor of fighting one of the two most famous boxers to ever live, it's also happening live on Netflix.
Wow.
Well, Jake, 27, Mike, 57. He'll be 58 when the fight happens.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to be watching this.
30 years younger.
Yep, I'm going to be watching this. It's a spectacle. Is it good for the sport? Well... I don't know. It makes me want to watch. Like, I mean, you've got Fury Ngannou fighting in Saudi this weekend.
Anthony Joshua.
Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus Francis this weekend.
This weekend, yeah.
I want to watch that. Mm. Francis is an MMA fighter. So I think what they're trying to do is, it's like clickbait. It's like on social media, clickbait. Like, you want to find out what's going on. You want to watch it. Even if you don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my eyes on Netflix watching Tyson versus Jake Paul. I've had the chance to hang out with both of them.
Yeah.
Both, I'll tell you, both very kind and very cool, like off camera, off hype, both really, like, just gentlemen.
Yeah.
Mm. Really nice people. Jake Paul, really nice. Remember, I went to his wedding in Vegas.
Yes. Yep.
Randomly went to his wedding in Vegas.
So random.
And he was lovely, and his people around him were great. And so a lot of this is for hype, but we'll be watching. Pretty, who's going to win?
Mike Tyson.
Okay. Let's hear you.
Hi, I'm Mike Tyson. And I'm going to beat you in the ring. Jake Paul.
It's not bad. Oh, man. I love this guy. I love him for many reasons. I love him because he is proudly waving the Lebanese flag for many years as a musician, but also as a human. I also love him because over the years, I got to know him a little bit more, and he's genuinely just an amazing guy. Please welcome to the show the one, the only, the legendary. It's Masadi.
Habibi, thank you. What a beautiful intro, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. It's all true, man. It's all true. I remember, like, just... You know, my early days on radio, like, you know, I remember you coming through to the studios in Sydney, in Australia, like when you were selling out shows.
That was like, what, 20-something, almost 20 years ago, 18 years ago?
It's crazy.
I still have that picture, the one that me and you, like, shaking hands. I should have just printed it out so I could show everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
So here, we're just pups, man. We're kids.
I know, right? We were just kids trying to, you know. But, I mean, at that time, you were selling out shows as a kid, even, like, globally, wherever you traveled, you were selling out shows. And, you know, now home is, for you, is L.A. It looks like you're in your studio back home.
Yeah, I'm in L.A. I've been here for, I've been living in L.A. for about 8 years, 9 years now. I feel like since I've been in L.A., my music has also changed. And obviously, I've grew into an executive position where now I'm the head of A&R at Universal Arabic Music. And so all the projects that we've put out, and now we have St. Levant that's about to drop.
Oh, you
we also did
St. Levant.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it. So
incredible
talented.
He's so talented, you know. And I feel like this next generation of kids that we sort of, like, you and I and Sal and the boys have kind of really did all the groundwork to make sure that we can allow these beautiful, talented people to have their voices heard. Especially in the last few years, we've literally made history back to back. So first thing was Nancy Ajram's song with Marshmello, which I was also produced. That was such an incredible experience. And to be able to have, for the first time ever, an Arabic song hit the top 100 Billboard in America at number 43. So that was mind-blowing. And then Tukutaka. We did the World Cup record with Maluma, Nicki Minaj, and Miriam Ferris, which I also produced. And it was such an incredible moment. Having the World Cup song, you can imagine for me as an artist, as a writer, as a producer, that's like your dream scenario. And that also broke records. It was a historic moment. And then having Iliana be the first act to play Coachella, a full Arabic set ever. Everything, bro, that we've dreamed of is coming true. And it's just the fact, the power of manifestation is so real. We wanted this for our culture so badly, to be able to shed that positive light on everything that we stand for, everything that our parents raised us to be. And I feel like it's coming now. It's like actually happening, you know?
Wow, I love that, Masari. That was so well said, and yeah, exactly the vision that you guys had. Like you said, it came true. I remember being in LA maybe 3 years ago, sitting in a room where you were and Sal was, and you know, and you guys were saying about like the time is now that the world can listen to Arabic music, but on all platforms in all countries, and and that was before Iliana, that was before Muhammad Ramadan, that was before all of sort of this really popped off.
Of course, yes, of course, Muhammad Ramadan as well. I mean, he is just a powerhouse. He's a force to be reckoned with. I wanted a flagship record for Universal Arabic Music to have that one song where I can have the whole world saying something that is very kind of related to what we're trying to push and be able to bring them closer to the culture. So it was like Arabi, 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 Arabi. Huge is on the record now. Now we got a record that has also broken records for being the first song on Spotify to hit 1 million streams in 3 days in Arabic. And the song is going Arabi.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna play the song. It's the new one from Masari, Future, Muhammad Ramadan. I love it. There's some of the lyrics in this song, and I think for this region especially, it resonates, especially right now. One of the lines is, I have Arabic blood in me. You then start to mention a lot of the Arab countries like Syria, Lebanon, the Emirates, Palestine, Sudanese, Morocco. I mean, continues to go. You have a scene where it's shot, you know, I think it's CGI, but it's shot on the Burj Khalifa. So you've used parts of the Middle East as well to showcase it. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, for me, as an Arab as well, like, I think it's so cool to be able to just have those words. And you've got Future. Like, Future is in this song, right? Yeah. Like,
mind-blowing.
Yeah, like, I think it's such a great, great thing. So to be able to see it sort of resonate globally, I think is so important. So we're going to play it right now, Masari. Are you good for us to play this? Can you introduce this song, the song that I'm sure you produced and you did a lot of work with? Could you introduce it for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to listen to a record, groundbreaking record, Muhammad Ramadan, Future, and yours truly, Masari. Right here with Chris Paid. Let's go.
Pull up on a PJ and I'm tripping. The CC, she with me, she special. That's my Habibi. Looking at my chains and my rings, they look pretty. I'm draped and I'm laced up like every time you see me. Aim for the top, she giving head shots. Demons on alert in a red eye. We don't do shopping at the window. I just blew a check in Morocco. Put up, put a diamond ring on your hand. Put up, took a shopping, let you spend bands.
كده كده شكلك احلى بالعبايا العربي. كده كده بغير عليكي ما انا دمي عربي. كده كده انا اصلي اصلي ما انا اصلي عربي. فلو هتكلميني كلميني عربي.
سعودي وكويتي بحريني
كلميني عربي.
سوري لبناني اردني
كلميني عربي.
مصر نور عيني عراقي فلسطيني بلادنا كتير سامحوني
كلميني عربي.
عماني قطري واماراتي
كلميني عربي.
ليبي تونسي جزائري
كلميني عربي.
يمني سوداني العرب عليا غالي ومش هنسى.
عربي 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 عربي
Heavy right here on Virgin Radio 104.4. There it is, Muhammad Ramadan, Future, and the one and only, the man that joins us right now. It's Masari. My gosh, that is, I mean,
it's a good song.
Yeah, like apart from it being quote unquote Arabic and you know, we're proud and all that, it's a tune, man. Like that's a song.
You know, it's crazy. The song took such a beautiful recipe for something that would, I feel like, has a long shelf life. I feel like it's something that could potentially be the beginning of a great new era. Basically, it is our time, and be able to have that platform, the whole world stage, to show, look at what Arabic culture has been able to create. Something so beautiful that breaks all barriers and eliminates all boundaries, where all people come together through music. That's why we decided to do music from the get-go, you know?
It's so well said, man. Again, thank you for waving the flag, you and the boys, and what you're doing. I think it's so important. Masari, before we let you go, we've got Nala here. I don't know if you can... You can't see Nala. Let me just flip it. But Nala, we were talking about having you on the show.
Hi, Nala.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. This feels weird.
So we were talking off the radio just before the interview that, oh, you know, we've got Masari on, and, you know, we're talking about you, and then Nala, you said this one story that I wanted you to share with Masari. Take it away.
Okay.
So I am Syrian, and I'm from a hometown called Halab, Aleppo.
Oh my goodness. And did I meet you there?
Yes. So the first concert I've ever attended in my entire life was yours.
Oh,
and you were the
so
first
beautiful.
Big artist to hit Aleppo. Like, nobody usually comes to our time. They usually go to the capital. Right. And we watched the concert. We got t-shirts. I saw Masari in Aleppo. And there was I was actually front row. And you kissed my cheek, and I didn't wash it for a whole week.
I promise you, inshallah, when I come to Dubai, in Al-Adad, I'll kiss your cheek again. You can wash your face right up.
I love that.
Masari, I love it. We thank you for your time.
And Chris, I just got to say, a bit of side note, off topic, I just want to say how proud I am of you, bro, for holding yourself the way that you did on that show. I don't know if you guys are allowed to say that.
Yeah.
No, bro, you are a real G. I'm telling you straight up, from street level to up top, very, very, very respectful. I'm so proud of you, my bro. Thank you for keeping our head held high. You are a champ, and congratulations on the baby. I know I already messaged you about that. I love you, bro, and I love everything that you represent, and anything that I can ever do for you and your family, I'm always going to be here, brother.
Thank you, Masari. That means a lot to me, man. I reciprocate that. I feel exactly the same about you, man, so thank you so much. Yeah, that makes me, bro. You go, like goosebumps going on, bro.
Crying.
What's that? I'm not nearly crying. Go away.
Come on, don't be ashamed.
Wait, before Masari, before you go, the song is called Arab. I want to say it right.
Arabi, yeah.
Arabi,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we need to hear some Arabi. Like, come on, Chris.
What, me?
Come on. We've just heard Masari.
Yeah.
Come on. We're bigging up the culture. I'm so proud. I was so proud to see the poster of the single in Times Square, my home city. I was like, that's dope. Incredible. That's awesome. So, Chris.
That's so incredible.
What do you want me to do?
You know, you speak in Arabic. Come on.
If Masari can speak to me in Arabic, I can reply, Masari, but in English, though.
No.
They're trying to get me to speak Arabic. And Anabif, I'm shway shway Arabi pretty. Shway shway pretty, yeah.
Anabidi
tekul. Biddak ekul.
It's the other way around. Anabadi ekul. Biddak.
I love him. The single is out. Go and check it out. The one, the only. It's Masari. Listen, I think it's so important to obviously do what we're doing today for International Women's Day. We've been playing tribute to women, not only around the UAE, but around the world, right?
It's important to celebrate the inspirational women in our life, I think.
And as cliche as we say, every day is International Women's Day. As cliche as it is, we truly do mean it. But right now we have an international superstar that's joining us on the show. We had her in the studio, I'd say about 18 months ago.
Yeah.
And it was when her career sort of just started. She has now gone on to, I don't know if you've seen her social media following. Rossi, I know that you're infatuated with people's social media following.
She's getting up there. Her numbers are going up. She's smashing it.
Yeah, and this makes Rossi very happy. But it's Hayes Warner. She's with us.
Yay!
Be here.
Oh, my gosh. So you are in New York City. So thank you for hanging out and staying up a little bit for us. But it is so great to have you on International Women's Day. Tell us, how you doing?
I am doing amazing. Happy International Women's Day, guys. This is what a day.
And like one of the reasons why I wanted to get you on, not only because we think you're fabulous, but you've got a song out, which we're going to play shortly. And it's sort of representation for women as well.
Yeah, it's out today, International Women's Day. And it's basically the 2024 rendition of that No Doubt song, Just a Girl.
Oh, my so gosh.
Been on it. It's still relevant, you know? It still slaps. Yeah. And it's still the same. Not much has changed since 1995, you know, in terms of what women are standing for. So we releasing it in 2024.
So which is pretty crazy. Now, for Hayes is a lot younger than us,
yes,
right?
Yes, a lot younger.
Okay. Now,
not true.
Now, we when this song dropped, like when the OG, the original one dropped of No Doubt, I remember it was like that moment in music. It was a pivotal moment in music.
My
this song was huge, right?
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani, I mean, most of us know, but have a listen.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed. And it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand?
Here we go.
This world is forcing me to hold your hand. I'm just a girl, a little lonely.
It was that one moment where men didn't mind saying I'm just a girl, right?
It was I'm just a girl.
Yeah, exactly. Like having this song was an anthem, and it still is to this day.
Yeah.
But also I feel like you are the perfect person to remake it 100%. For 2024.
Yeah.
I wanted you to do a verse on it, Rossi. I asked.
Hayes, I wouldn't do that to you, honestly.
No, but seriously, Hayes, like, this is a huge song. First of all, congratulations on getting the rights to it, because that wouldn't have been an easy song to get the rights to. I'm telling you that straight out right now. When you heard the news that you had it and you were going to do it, how did that make you feel, Hayes?
I mean, I grew up obsessed with No Doubt. Like, if Gwen Stefani ever came to your office, I would be like, you know, face on the window, like, sign up. Yeah. I'm obsessed with Gwen Stefani. And so just to be able to even play around with something that she did, I wanted to make sure I was like, I'm not trying to change the sentiment of it. Everything that she said, I still stand for and believe is still amazing, and I don't want to change it. So that's basically what I'm saying in the verse. I'm just acknowledging everything she said, and I'm like, girl, you're so right.
It's officially dropping today on International Women's Day. We've got it first right here. It's the one and only Hayes Warner.
Yeah.
Billy B.
Thanks, I'm Chris. Inshallah.
I've been here since 99. Nothing's too different than when she said in 95. Yeah.
What a great remake that is. Again, Hayes Warner right here, Virgin Radio. I'm just a girl. Well, we're out of here.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. You're out of here for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, God willing. Hopefully, I get off this plane tomorrow with the storm that's happening. But I'm off to L.A. for a couple of weeks. Guys, behave yourself.
Yes.
We will, yeah.
We'll take care of everything.
Today's show was one of the most memorable for me, so thank you for being part of it. We are a family here on Virgin Radio. We are a family here on The Chris Fade Show, and we are so honored to be able to share it with you every single day. From myself, Ramadan Kareem, I'll catch you in 2 weeks, God willing. You guys, love you both.
Love you.
And I'll see you soon, okay?
Be safe.
From myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Eddie is up next. Wear your seatbelts. Stay safe in the weather. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.